Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey now. Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday podcast. I want to welcome you to another amazing show. How do I know it's going to be amazing? I'm just guessing. I haven't seen the notes for today's show, so which is kind of surprising because I'm actually the host who's going to actually be speaking about today's personal development, motivation, inspiration, entrepreneurial training for the doer, the dreamer, and the entrepreneur. I'm fired up. It's Monday, June 2nd. A lot of people going back to work. I'm looking out on Main Street here inside of our beautiful Western New York home, and a lot of people going up and down the street heading to work. And if they love what they do, then more power to them. I bet they jumped out of bed this morning on a Monday saying, I can't believe I have the opportunity to go back to work again on this beautiful day today. Sunny, 75 degrees outside, not a cloud in the sky. There's nothing I'd rather be doing than going to my job. You know, there are people like that, and I give them a heck of a lot of credit because I could never find out in the workplace exactly what I wanted to do. So before we get into today's show, if you're just listening for the first time, my name's Sam Crowley, founder of EverydayIsSaturday.com. Encourage you to go over to the website. Make sure you put your name and email as we do different promotions. For example, last week we unleashed the powerful course called Six Figure Saturday. It just went up in price, though, to $997, which is still a steal of a deal, but you would have found out about it at half that had you been on our email list. So make sure you head over to EverydaySaturday.com, put in your name and email on the homepage. That way, when I run special promotions and also just an opportunity, not even selling anything, just an opportunity to stay in touch with you, refer a lot of the articles that I read and different things that I listen to help you stay on track to your Saturday, you want to make sure you head over to EverydaySaturday.com. And for all you regular listeners, you know what's coming, right? This is it, my daily disclaimer. Get to iTunes, leave a 5-star review. I got to say, we got over 100. We hit the 100 review mark as of today, June 2nd. We're actually at 101 reviews. I want to thank everybody who's left a 5-star rating. What you're doing is helping other people in desperate need of hope and inspiration to find the show on iTunes. More reviews, more people seeing the show on iTunes. It's just awesome. Thank you so much. So let's get into today's topic, talking about your passion. How do you find your passion, really loving what you're doing? If you're in a job right now, let's talk about that as well, because a lot of people that listen to the Everyday Saturday podcast, they want to get out of their job, but you just can't shut the faucet off and not have any money come in. I love when people, and I used to be naive. Look, I used to be that person. Quit your job. Job sucks. Quit your job. And hey, I think jobs do suck, but let me tell you something. That's my opinion. And we all know what about opinions, okay? They're cheap. Everybody has them. And some are really great ones and some are really bad ones. So all I can tell you is my own life experience. But here's what I found, and I want to share this with you. And if you pay attention to today's show, we'll go about 20 minutes or so today, as usual. But if you pay attention to today's message, I think it's going to hit you in just the right way, talking about what you really, really, truly love to do, but what you have to do right now to pay the bills. And I've matured. Imagine that. Sam Crowley mature. That almost sounds like an oxymoron. Mature Sam Crowley. I mean, I still laugh at stupid jokes. I still ride roller coasters. I want to go back. I want to be a kid again, you know? And I don't want to take life. I never want to take life seriously. And people hear that and they're like, dude, why don't you grow up? I'm like, you know, I did. I had to grow up fast, you know? I left college at 19. I went to Florida, became a stockbroker. At the age of 19 years old, I was living in the ghetto, getting my mattress off the curb on garbage night, sleeping on it for 3 months. I mean, paying my own bills. Bought my first house when I was 25 years old. I was way ahead of the game than anybody I even knew that went off to college. So I had to grow up quick. And, oh, by the way, you know, I like being a kid again. There's nothing wrong with having fun. But here's what I found when I had a job. Can you relate to this? You have something that you're really passionate about, and then you've got something that companies really value that they want you to work on. You know what I mean? But yet you don't have an opportunity to really, at least at this time, you don't have an opportunity to do what it is that you love to do and still get paid for it. Because look, if nobody wants to pay you for the thing that you're most passionate about, then you're going to go broke, okay? But here's what I would recommend you do, because you still got to make money, okay? Here's what I would recommend you do. Find an outlet. Find something that it is, whatever you like to do. For me, it's speaking. Okay, it makes me so incredibly happy being an ex-stutterer and just loving to motivate and to inspire. But it took me a long time. I mean, the better part of 10 years to identify that this is what I wanted to do for a living. And I'm talking about 10 years after I started working in the corporate world. Like, I had no idea. I used to sit around at night and just worry. And these aren't worries I wouldn't imagine that most 25-year-old kids have, but I did. I worried that I would die with a hollow existence to my life, that I knew I would have a family at some point. I would probably attract the right girl into my life, and Lord knows I have with Angela, who's an absolute saint, you know, raising our three girls. And we have a nice life with that, and I always visioned that, you know. But when you have that thing that's tugging at you, and I don't think you need to be an entrepreneur to have this. I think everybody has, you know, as the saying says, most people live lives of quiet desperation. I did not want to do that. I think everybody has that need to be fulfilled, and it would be fantastic, wouldn't it, if your passion, you know, generally speaking, the skills that you have, the things that are a collection of what you are very good at, that's something that you would get paid to do. To get paid to work in every single day. It's like a professional athlete. I think they have it the best, but then they have it the hardest. And here's what I mean. Professional athletes, whether if you're here in the United States, we call football different than what you would call football across the pond. Football to you is soccer. But I'm talking about professional football players, the National Football League here in the United States. They have it made. Baseball players, basketball players, hockey players, all the four major sports over here. But then when you see like a professional football player retires, they don't know what to do. They play golf, they go to charity tournaments, but they're completely lost. Some of them get into trouble, some of them gain a tremendous amount of weight. They have no idea what to do with all their free time, because the game that they have loved since they were 8 years old, and they've played, and they've been paid handsomely to play it, has now really been taken. Father Time has taken that from them. And now they got to go off and maybe sell insurance or real estate and just things like that. And you see it all the time, you know. They don't get to do their passion. They have to now figure out, okay, how do I substitute 80,000 screaming fans who are cheering me on every single day? How do I get that feeling back? And a lot of the times you can't. So you got to transition into a whole other career, which I wasn't playing in front of 80,000 people. I mean, I was lucky to have 8 people pay attention to anything I said, you know. But I wanted to be able to substitute that drug. Like, I was in sales, and it was a drug to me to hit a sales quota. Like, I was driven, obsessed even, would probably not even be too strong of a word. I was obsessed with achieving the top sales goals. But at what cost? That was the key. At what cost? And I slowly found myself thinking, okay, I've got these things that I need to juggle, these three distinct elements in my career and my work. See if you can relate to it. What I'm passionate about, what you are passionate about, what you love to do, what companies value, and what you ultimately end up doing. So here's what I would recommend you think about, okay? You've got what you're passionate about, something that you love to do. Use that as an outlet. For example, if you like to speak, start recording your voice. Start recording a podcast just like this. Just start speaking into your iPhone or any type of recording device. At the very least, start keeping a journal, an audio journal of what it is that you want to do. And this is really powerful because you can listen to this back on your drive to and from work, in your downtime, whenever it is, okay? If you like to write, I would highly, highly recommend you start a blog. Very easy to create a WordPress blog. Very easy to do. Okay, if you don't know how to do it, just go to Fiverr.com, pay somebody $5, they'll have one created for you in 5 minutes, all right? Start writing. Writing is the doing part of thinking, okay? and start writing long blog posts. Take some time, some quiet time. You know, if you're willing to spend 30 to 40 minutes in a car to commute to work every day, why wouldn't you spend 30 minutes, you know, doing what it is that you absolutely love to do? You hate sitting in a car behind a windshield, stuck in gridlock traffic. Why wouldn't you take that time in addition to that? If you have to do that, you got to do it. But why wouldn't you then take another 30 minutes and write out your thoughts? Those thoughts are going to get to your target market. They're going to get to like-minded individuals. Those thoughts and those words that you're putting out there, they are going to be found, and you are going to be building something. Whether you want to, you know, whether you believe that now, right now, is not really an issue. All right. When you just start doing it, you're going to see the results, and you give people an opportunity to connect with you. You give people an opportunity to get in contact with you. See, this is what you got to start doing. A lot of the things, you know, I don't know very many people who are doing what they truly love to do. Because what happens is some people, they pull the ripcord and they just say, I'm done. I quit. My job sucks. A guy named Sam Crowley did that back in 2005. What happens after you do that, if you haven't been doing what I just described, working on your passion part-time, writing and speaking and things like that, just it doesn't – there are no wrong answers. You know that, right? Like whatever you're passionate about, that's what you're passionate about. Nobody can tell you what that is, that inner – GPS, that compass that's pulling you towards your dream, okay? Nobody can tell you what that is. Only you know if it's riding horses. I mean, there's no wrong answers. That's the beauty of it. As kids, we give up the dream. We dream and dream and dream, and then you get to be adults, and that dream you had as a kid, you just give it up because you think it's not possible. I'm here to tell you anything is possible. There is a market for you and your passion. You just have to know how to get that information out there. But you know what, even before you do that, before you even get the information out there, you have to believe that you've got a message for somebody out there, that they want to hear what it is you have to say. And let me tell you something. I could fill a room right now. It wouldn't take very much at all for me to get 50 people in a room that all believe exactly what you believe, that all think exactly what you think about whatever it is that you're passionate about. Whether it's food, health and fitness, playing the guitar, fixing a radiator, you know, taking apart a car, an engine, and putting it back together again, interior design. I mean, guys, think about it. You could fill a room in a nanosecond with people who feel exactly the same way you did. But you know what your problem is? If you're not filling rooms with people, or you're not blogging, or you're not speaking, or you're not getting your message out there every single day, it's because you are not hanging around these people. You're hanging around people who don't even believe half of what you believe is possible out there. You're hanging around individuals, when you speak about your passion, they look at you like, what? I don't really get what you say. I don't really understand what it is you're trying to tell me. I just, it's Monday and the weekend went too fast, and I just, you know, I packed my lunch and I'm going to put it in the microwave today. But other than that, I haven't given life much thought. Yes, that's who I used to hang around as well. I hear you. Look, I feel you, man. I feel you. I get it. I know what you're saying. So you know what I did? I started changing my friends. I started changing the people I hung around. I started changing the way I think. See, people were betting on the old Sam. When I first launched Every Day Saturday, they were betting on the old Sam. They didn't know what the hell I was doing. They wanted me to have an intervention. You know, dude, you can't leave your job. You can't do this. And you know what? In hindsight, in a perfect world, I would have started my speaking career while I was still in a job, because I still would have had $100,000 a year coming in, and my health insurance and my kids would have been taken care of, and I wouldn't have had all this pressure, and I wouldn't have had to move and shovel sidewalks and my rentals and all that stuff. But it happened the way it happened, and I'm here to be able to tell you that everything worked out just fine. And I think you have to go through those. You have to learn. Look, you got to make mistakes. As much as you try to avoid, I would rather go through life just plowing ahead, moving forward, tripping over a couple of strings here and there. You know, nothing's going to kill you, right? Nothing's going to kill you. You can try to think of the worst thing that's going to happen, that ain't going to happen. But I would rather do that than to just be afraid, okay, and always live in fear and think, well, I can't do it because this might happen. I'm just going to make it happen, fail, fall on my face, scratch my knees up, and get going. So these people, that when I tell people, hey, I'm going to quit my job, yeah, I'm going to launch this business called Every Day Saturday, they're betting on the old Sam. Okay, people, when they hear your dream, they're betting on the old you. You may even be betting on the old you. Are you? Are you taking a look back over the past 5, 10 years, maybe 15, 20 years? Are you looking at your failed marriage? Are you looking at your failed business? Are you looking at how many times you've been broke? Are you listening to the people that have tell you that you're just a loser? Well, come on, man. Not another stupid, crazy idea. What's stupid? It's stupid. You're stupid. The idea is stupid. Everything's stupid. Are you betting on that person? Because if you're betting on that person, you're right. You're going to lose. You got to be betting on the new you. You got to be betting on this individual who can't lose. You got to be betting on the individual who is going to make a difference. You got to be betting on the person who's going to be working in their passion a couple hours a day. Pretty soon that passion is going to pull you like a huge magnet towards your dream, towards this new business, towards this new brand that you're building. But if you're betting on the old you, yeah, you're right. You're done. You're done because you can't do that. Look, I'm betting on the new you. You're plugging into this podcast. You're plugging into this message. It's the new you. It starts today. If you haven't started that change, if you haven't even begun to think huge, think big. Don't think small. Think big. Well, where are you going to be 12 months from now? Where are you going to be June 2015? If you're listening to this recording live, or even within a couple of days of when I record this, it's June 2014. I gave a similar message in January. And I see people who have sent me a message on Twitter. By the way, you can hit me up on Twitter at Sam Crowley. I'm always on Twitter. I will always reply back to you as long as it's nice. Okay, let's be nice to each other. I had the same message in January. What are you going to do? People hit me up on Twitter. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to start my blog. I'm going to start my website. I'm going to quit my job. I'm going to build candles and sell them on the side of the street at flea markets. I don't care. Hey, that's a great idea. Go to flea markets and sell candles. You know what? If you wake up in the morning saying, I can't wait to get to a flea market so I can sell my candles, then congratulations. You're living the everyday Saturday lifestyle. I'm not going to judge you. All I want for you, my prayer for you, is to be happy. I see tortured individuals every day, men and women, middle-aged, every single day, whether they hit me up on email, Twitter, Facebook, or catch me at a live event, I see the pain in their eyes. I see the husband that left them. I see the wife that doesn't believe in them. I see the kids that have grown and they haven't had an opportunity to even really get to know their kids because they were spending so much time at work. And I haven't seen much. People that come up to me, they're in a lot of pain. I don't get a lot of people that come up to me and say, Sam, every day is Saturday for me, brother, and listen, I'm going to teach you a few things. I would love that. I would absolutely love that. And I think I was put on this earth now, and I'm trying to find my own. Every day, I'm trying to find my own GPS. I'm always being pulled. For me, it's God, family, health, business. God, family, health, business. That's the motto I live by, And I talked about yesterday on the spiritual podcast. I have conversations with God. And my prayer is very simple. God, lead me towards the people who need the most help and give me the strength and the wisdom to help them. That's it. That's all I want to be able to do. I'm not a magician. I barely get out of my own way. You know what I can do? I can speak. You know what I can do? I can inspire. You know what I can do? I can motivate. You know what I can do is just run 1,000 miles an hour towards something. And hey, if I trip and fall and scrape up my knees, so be it. If it helps you, seeing that somebody's out there bumbling, fumbling, stumbling all over the place, making an ass of themselves, Sam Crowley, and it helps you understand that you can go out and make an ass of yourself and be successful, then I'm happy to be here for you. I'm the guinea pig, the crash test dummy, whatever you want to call it, that's what I am. But I'm here for you, and that took me 10 years to try to figure out what it is I wanted to do. But I would work part-time on it. Even after I quit my job, I would blog when I was shoveling sidewalks at my rentals or doing other crazy things just to pay the bills. I mean, literally, just to keep the mortgage company off my back. That's what I did. I blogged. I podcast. I like to speak, so I chose podcasting. Maybe you like to write. You can choose blogging. Maybe you like to sell other people's products. You can be an affiliate marketer, whatever it is. Just test stuff. But don't sell out. Don't spend 100% of your time on something that you're not passionate about. Spend 80% of your time on something. Trust me, 80% of your talent at your job right now is better than 100% of other people. And then take that 20% and gradually move it and move it and move it a little bit more into your passion. Eventually, you know what's going to happen, right? Every day is going to be Saturday. But you got to believe it. It doesn't matter if I believe. I believe it can happen for you because if it happened for me, it can happen for you. Let me tell you something. If I can figure this whole thing out so far, at the age of 45, I'll be 46 in a few weeks here. If I can figure this thing out so far, then you can as well. Because I ain't that smart. I just have an incredible desire, an insatiable desire to live life, the only life I got. That's all we got, man. That's all we got. What, are you going to settle for gridlock traffic the rest of your life? What, are you going to settle for photos of your family and never hop on a plane and see your kids and your grandkids? What, are you going to settle for driving by golf courses but never getting out and playing around? Are you going to settle for when you go out to a restaurant, choosing from the right side of the menu where the prices are and not the left side of the menu for what it is you really want to eat? Come on, man. Stop settling and start betting on the new you. Are you with me? Sam Crowley. Hit me up on Twitter, would you? At Sam Crowley. Go to everydaysaturday.com. I want to stay in touch with you, inspire and motivate you on your way to Saturday. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.